Peter Stewart has the BBC News.
Thank you, Nick. Good morning. If you have an accident and are taken to East Surrey Hospital, your chance of having to wait longer than the official target time is four times more than it should be. East Surrey Hospital facing significant challenges to meet waiting time targets in A&E. That's according to a report by the Strategic Health Authority. Now, the targets say 95% of people should be admitted, transferred or discharged within 4 hours of arriving. But at East Surrey, that's happening 79% of the time. Michael Wilson is the Chief Exec for Surrey and Sussex Healthcare NHS Trust.
The A&E refurbishment and build is a complicated build because we have to keep the A&E up, running and functioning, so we're doing it in stages. When we put all these things in place, I am pretty confident that we will be seeing 95% of patients within 4 hours towards the end of March and middle of April.
Detectives in Somerset have opened a criminal investigation into Friday's crash on the M5, which killed seven. The first victims of the crash have been named as Pam and Tony Adams, a retired couple from South Wales. Anthony Howe from Launceston in Cornwall drove past the scene.
Cars were driving into the mist and hitting stationary vehicles that had crashed into this jackknife lorry that was creating like a barrier.
The Home Secretary, Theresa May, makes a statement to MPs this afternoon following allegations that identity checks on people arriving in the UK were relaxed over the summer. The head of the UK Border Force, Brodie Clark's been suspended pending an independent inquiry. Lucy Morton from Esher is the Deputy General Secretary for the Immigration Services Union. She's told Nick on BBC Surrey Breakfast that she agrees with a whistleblower that no one can be sure that the changes mean that terrorists haven't been allowed into our country.
I think that has to be true. If you don't do the checks, you can't be sure. Even if you do the checks, you can't be sure. But most certainly, if you don't do them, I think the whistleblower is quite correct. He can't be sure.
Meantime, there's been a large rise in the amount of Class A drugs seized at UK ports and airports like Gatwick and Heathrow. Border officials say the drug seizures figures illustrate the success they're having against traffickers. Well, back to the Commons, and David Cameron's going to be making a statement this afternoon explaining why Britain could end up lending an extra £10 billion to the International Monetary Fund. The PM's facing difficult questions when he updates MPs on the G20 summit of world leaders, amid fears it could mean taxpayers directly funding the bailout of the Eurozone. But the Tory MP for East Surrey, Sam Geimer, has been insisting to us that's not going to happen.
We are no longer going to be bailing out the Eurozone directly. We are part of the IMF. We did vote back in July to make certain contributions, not directly cash, but guarantees to the IMF. And that's certainly still the case.
Still with Money Matters, and students will today discover how many universities want to change their fee and bursary schemes again. A number who originally wanted to charge the maximum £9,000 from next autumn are now considering and may drop their fees. The search goes on today for a woman missing from her home in Godalming since Wednesday. Police have spent the weekend searching areas around Hyden Heath and Busbridge Woods for 22-year-old Helaiki Vahi. She's got distinctive dyed orange hair, which is in dreadlocks. A new ad campaign from today urging us to look out for the warning signs of dementia when we visit elderly relatives over Christmas. In Surrey, it's estimated that over 14,000 people are currently living with dementia, 59% of those without a formal diagnosis. And that figure is expected to rise to 19,000 by the year 2021. Experts say, OK, there's no cure for dementia, but getting an early diagnosis can slow down that whole process. And the Olympic torch is coming to Surrey, and it'll be within 10 miles of where you live. 11 towns and villages will be on the route of the relay as it heads for London. The first flicker of the flame will be in Egham on the 10th of July. Then later on that month, you can catch a glimpse in Guildford, Redhill, Reigate, Dorking, Westcottshire and Godalming. And Councillor Tony Elias, Deputy Leader of Tandridge, has got his eye on three other stages of the relay.
Stopping briefly in Fellbridge first, and then it's coming to Godston and Bletchingley. I'm hoping that it will galvanise the community and residents to organise local events to cheer the Olympic torch on.
And you can see the full route and the dates on our website, bbc.co.uk/Surrey. Today's weather, dull with some drizzle, feeling rather chilly. Maximum temperatures 12 Celsius, 54 degrees Fahrenheit. And currently in Redhill, where the Olympic torch will be on July the 20th, it's 10 degrees. BBC Surrey at 6 minutes past eight. Here's John Lees with the sports.
Thank you, Peter. Good morning. Aldershot, who lost, and Crawley, who drew,
both dropped away points at the weekend. Yesterday in the Premiership, there were wins for Spurs, Bolton and Wolves. The under-fire centre-half, John Terry, has been picked in Fabio Capello's latest squad, but he'll miss the match against Spain. He will, though, play, we understand, against Sweden. The German Martin Keimer won the World Golf event in Shanghai, with Weybridge's Paul Casey equal fourth and Hook's Justin Rose equal seventh. East Grinstead and Surbiton were both winners in the Premier Division of the Men's Hockey League. The Guildford Heat lost in the British Basketball League, and the Guildford Flames lost and then won in Ice Hockey's League Cup. And Paul Hannigan retained his Champion Jockeys title.